I'm Laura Winters. Our top story this hour, more grim news out of Maui, where rescue crews recover more bodies. More than 1,000 residents and tourists still unaccounted for at this hour. The medical examiner's office asking relatives of the missing to submit DNA samples so remains can be accurately identified. President Biden and wife Jill scheduled to visit Maui on Monday. Additional details now from correspondent Lisa Taylor. Here's her report.
Hawaiian Governor Josh Green said at least 111 people are confirmed dead. The governor added that about 2,000 people are still without power as a result of the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history.
In Southern California, the city of San Diego activating its emergency operations center ahead of a storm coming this weekend. Hillary, currently a Cat 1 hurricane off the coast of Mexico with winds up to 85 miles an hour, but it's expected to weaken back down into a tropical storm or lower by the time it gets to San Diego.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
We have detailed map of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Prime.
This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans in the House investigating the business dealings of Hunter Biden are looking to get their hands on additional documents as they attempt to piece together how the president's son made millions from foreign countries. Correspondent Lisa Taylor with more.
House Republicans are calling on the National Archives to release unredacted emails from Joe Biden's time as vice president. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is seeking documents related to any official duties Biden undertook while vice president that overlapped with Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. The committee is also requesting any document or communication in which a pseudonym for then Vice President Biden was used.
In Southern California, the city of San Diego activating its emergency operations center ahead of a storm coming this weekend. Hillary, currently a Cat 1 hurricane off the coast of Mexico with winds up to 85 miles an hour, but it's expected to weaken back down into a tropical storm or lower by the time it gets to San Diego.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it or minimize its impact.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.